Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster, and I'm here today with my friend Kevin Ryan. Kevin is the founder and CEO of Alicorp, and by extension, the founder of some of the most storied internet companies in the history of New York. Since the beginning of the internet, MongoDB, Gilt Group, Insider. Of course, Kevin was also CEO of DoubleClick, the company that really kind of gave birth to the New York tech, or at least ad tech scene. Kevin, great to see you.
Happy to be here.
So one of my favorite sayings of yours that I think I heard from you 20 years ago that I grabbed onto and repeat often is, when you're talking to a founder, you're giving a founder advice about, sort of managing their life and the insanity of running a startup, is you can do anything you want. You just can't do everything you want. And I would love for you to just run with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, I think it's an approach to life that you have to have a longer term perspective so that, today you can't just learn Spanish and run a startup and be a great father and stay in shape and follow the Knicks and do all these things. You're going to have to make trade-offs. And most people are not really willing to make those trade-offs and realize that 20 years from now, you'll be in a different phase of life and you can pick some of them back up. But it's better to do three of them really well than seven of them really badly. And so when I started DoubleClick, I had young kids. Company got very big very quickly. So, 2-3 years in, we had 1,000 employees and 2,000 employees after 4 years in 25 countries. So that's a lot to manage. And so I decided to do three things. I wanted to be a good father and spend time with the kids, be a good CEO, and stay in shape. But the true sacrifice is I cut out probably 75% of the time I was spending with friends, which no one likes to do. 80% of the time I was watching sports, which I also like to do. Probably 90% of the time I was going to cultural events, cool things in Brooklyn, museums, gallery openings, all gone. And now, by the way, 25 years later, I can do a lot of those things because I don't have kids at home anymore, more flexibility. And so just people need to make those trade-offs.
Yeah, that's it is so important to do something outside of work, because you can get sucked into that. And I think you're right. I think you can do one thing really well or two things really well outside of work. I think the challenging thing is probably for single founders, right? Once you're married and you have kids, you better be one of your other things has to be that.
Yeah. Although not everyone does it. I mean, there are many, many people who have startups that look back and think, I didn't see my kids.
Yeah, that's probably true. But I think when you're a single founder, it's more sort of world of infinite choices and how do you skinny things down? So you can go take tango lessons, but you can only do so many things like that.
Exactly.
All right. Kevin Ryan, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.